Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This headline I saw in the Sun-Times the other day, rare agreement. Rahner signs bill targeting repeat gun offenders. This isn't brand new news, but we haven't talked about it on this show. And in there, they said the Republican governor on Friday last week signed a measure targeting repeat gun offenders, offering up the bipartisan bill intended to help stem Chicago's violence as proof that he can compromise. Despite his past heated rhetoric, Rahm Emanuel thanked the governor for the signing of the bill, which targets 1,400 repeat gun offenders the city believes are more likely to commit crimes. And if you want to give somebody a pass or show some sort of, you know, soft stance on gun crimes, don't do it twice. You know, shame on us if you do it twice. And I think that's sort of what Kwame Raoul and the rest of them were thinking, and the governor was agreeing. The senator's on a phone line right now, and he joins us just to make sure I understand exactly what's happened here. Kwame, it's John Williams. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Can you just tell us a little bit about what the nuts and bolts of this bill are, this law?
Yeah, there are two parts of it, and one is touches the area you're talking about. What do we do with repeat gun offenders? We have a current range of 3 to 14 years for unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. What we're saying is if that felon is a repeat gun offender, you know, you've already been arrested and convicted once for carrying a gun on the public way, and you go out and get another one, you're more likely than a first-time offender to be a shooter. And that person we should take very seriously, given all the gun violence that we've experienced in Chicago.
So what would happen to that person? What would, if it's not 3 to 14, what would the sentencing guidelines be?
The range would be a presumptive range of 7 to 14.
And is the idea, look, because I'm not sure that locking somebody up, eventually they're going to get out, is going to make them a better person or less likely to commit a crime. But if nothing else, for the extra 4 years they're in jail, they won't be shooting anybody. Is that part of the sort of strategy?
It's part of it. It's both, really. I mean, I was part of the governor's criminal justice reform commission, and we did have a national expert come in and say, and tell us that, you know, if you're sending somebody to prison for a year and a few months, you have little ability to do a lot with them rehabilitation wise. So when you talk about these sentences, you keep in mind that there's opportunity for sentence credit. So if somebody receives a prison sentence of 3 years, that doesn't mean they're spending 3 years in prison. Oftentimes it means they're spending between a year and a half in prison.
Is there a case in particular that you have in mind or that's a good example of what we're talking about here?
I don't have one at my disposal, but this came about as a result of me opposing a prior proposal that just sought to bump up all the minimums on gun offenses and add a truth and sentencing layer on top of it. And I opposed that because I think truth and sentencing in general de-incentivize participation in rehabilitative programs. But I do believe repeat gun offenders should be taken seriously. And after having a conversation with Eddie Johnson last year about targeting those repeat gun offenders, I agreed to work on a bill.
So there are two parts to this bill. We just spoke about the first one, about if nothing else, they'll be in jail longer. What was the other element of this?
Well, it's making sure that we're sending the right people to prison and keeping the right people in prison. So there's some nonviolent offenses that we nonviolent offenders that we create opportunities for diversion programs, particularly for first-time nonviolent offenders. And there were some other recommendations from the Criminal Justice Reform Commission with regards to drug offenses. That we implemented in this bill to meet the governor's goal of trying to reduce the prison population by by 25%. So it's targeted towards those nonviolent offenders, the diversion programs. Meanwhile, for those who we think are a threat to the public safety, those are the people we think should be incapacitated.
So is there a list? It says here 1,400 repeat gun offenders. Do we know who these people are?
So that 1,400 number is from the Chicago Police Department strategic subject list. I'm not so obsessed with that strategic subject list because, you know, this is not just limited to the city of Chicago. This is a statewide law.
Yeah,
I'm just using common sense that, you know, if you've carried a loaded weapon on the public way once and you've been arrested and convicted for it, and then you, after being convicted and serving your time, you go out and get another one and hit the streets. I mean, common sense tells you that that person is more likely to be somebody who will use that gun than the person who, for the first time, who may not have gotten their concealed carry permit or
right.
who may have let their permit expire or something, or a person who just may be afraid. And illegally carries a gun for the first time.
Well, I think you're getting to a point that I wanted you to address, and that is we're talking about people who illegally use or possess a gun because, let's face it, I think some of these people are carrying a gun not because they want to rob you, but because they don't want to get robbed themselves. They don't want to, it's for protection, right?
Correct. And, you know, and I have an appreciation for that. However, if you've been convicted, you know, federal law says that, you know, a felon cannot be eligible to carry a gun. So you'll be carrying it illegally. But even for that first-time felon, we're saying, you know, the regular sentencing range can be in play. And we also have a provision in here that if the circumstances show that this person is not really a violent person, it's a person who suffered trauma and is first-time offender, there's a possibility at the state's attorney's discretion to divert the person.
Yeah.
But for a repeat gun offender, you know, I argue that that's somebody that, you know, we ought to take greater scrutiny upon. It should be mentioned that there is an opportunity for judges to take an individualized approach to even the repeat gun offender. So you can have somebody who may have been convicted 20 years ago, who's led a law-abiding life for 20 years, and as you've said, may be afraid, may have been threatened. Is it maybe a working person, working late shift? Or a judge can take those circumstances into consideration and deviate from our presumptive minimum, but the judge would have to say on the record and to demonstrate on the record why they're deviating from the minimum that we're setting.
So as I let you go, Senator, then 7 to 14 years. So if somebody is in violation of the law and it falls into this range, that is, it's their second time, how long do you think that person will actually be off the street and behind bars?
It will depend. And the judges, you know, obviously it could be a third offense. And if it's a third offense and amongst the predicates are non-gun offenses, stuff like murder and rape and violent offenses like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a second gun offense. But if it was a violent offense, that serves as a predicate as well.
I guess what I'd like to hear you say is that 7 years means 7 years. It doesn't mean 2 years or something like that.
It doesn't mean two, but let me be clear about it. 7 years, that person is still eligible for credit time, right? So if they're participating in rehabilitated services, you know, the minimum they can reduce it to would be probably about 3.5.
Yeah, right.
As opposed to the a little bit over a year for the current minimum.
Nice to talk to you, Senator. I don't know that we've visited on the radio before, but I hope we can again. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Senator Kwame Raoul is a Democrat from Chicago. It's 2:49, 2:50 now on WGN.